Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple and Google store, download our app. While you're at it, click on Support Devil Radio, the link. There are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state attacking our democracy, calling our elections into question, and Devil Radio is the strongest, clearest voice in support of our democracy and standing up to this. We're going to the lines. Jerry of South Milwaukee, my friend. Thanks for calling, Jerry. What's on your mind today?
I am praying that our president in his address does not try to be conciliatory to these people that have attacked democracy. We have strong things in the Constitution, and it takes two-thirds of the Congress to overthrow it, to get it out, and I don't think there's that there. But none of these people should be able to run again. It says so in the third article of the 14th Amendment. And I do believe we have to get these people out of office, not just throw the big bad T out of the country. I have a Navy veteran friend. We have lots of good veteran friends who wants to hang him. And I think I think we have two choices: hang the guy or get him out of the country. We cannot have people in our country advocating this kind of violence and allowing it and pushing forward with it, and has no shame. They need to apologize to the Democrats, to all the good people that went through this last election, and do penance for how terrible they have behaved.
Yeah, Jerry, that's a lot of good stuff. Let me just say one thing. In terms of hanging, obviously, we don't condone violence. It's true that the penalty for treason back 200 years ago was a capital offense. Now, since the 1950s, we did execute two people in the early 50s for treason, giving the H-bomb secrets to the Ruskies. But everything else you said, though, I want to pick up on. Jerry's brought up a very important point, which is the 14th Amendment. And Jerry, I'm going to read the 14th Amendment, Article 3, right now to everybody. It says, "No person shall be a senator or representative in Congress, or elector of a president and vice president, or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state, who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress, or as an officer of the United States, or as a member of any state legislature, or as an executive or judicial officer to support the Constitution of the United States, shall have engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the same, or given aid and comfort to the enemies thereof. Congress, by a vote of two-thirds of each house, can remove such disability." I think Merrick Garland could very well issue a statement, and Jerry, I agree with you, saying Trump can't run for president again. And any of those insurrectionists who held state office, which some of them did, there were some office holders there, are barred, because it said nobody shall hold any office, any civil or military office in the United States, who's taken an oath as a member of any, or as an executive, to uphold the Constitution, to support the Constitution of the United States, if they've engaged in insurrection or rebellion against the United States, or given aid or comfort to the enemy. Donald Trump gave speeches, and he gave the speech that day saying, "Fight like hell." That's what he said. "Fight like hell. March on the Capitol. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to lead you." That was false. He went to the White House and hid out. He hid in the White House. But he was chuckling all afternoon. According to Liz Cheney, there's testimony in the January 6th commission that he sat in a dining room table right off the Oval Office, exulting in this for 3 hours. 3 hours, and Ivanka Trump pled for him to do something, and Don Trump Jr., believe it or not, did, even though he lathered up the crowd. Kevin McCarthy did, and Trump said to Kevin McCarthy, "Well, Kevin, these people care more about their country than you do." That was treason. That was giving aid and comfort to the insurrection. In fact, that was being part of the insurrection, because he's the one who ginned it up, but it was certainly giving aid and comfort. In the third article, the 14th Amendment. Now, look, everybody's going to go, "Matt, that was directed to the Confederacy." I get it, but it doesn't say the Confederacy. It says any enemies of the United States you give aid and comfort to, and you've taken an oath to support the Constitution, which Trump did when he was sworn in as president in early 2017, he should not be allowed to run again. Now, Jerry, here's what happens. Ted Cruz shouldn't have run for president. He's not natural born. He was born in Canada. His father was Cuban. His mother was an American. Mother was an American. So he goes, therefore, I'm natural born. Well, no, no. Somebody like John McCain, who was born in Panama because his father's an admiral and his mother and his father are American citizens and were there in military service, that's a different story. Ted Cruz's father was Cuban and he was born in Canada. But everybody's afraid to say something. Somebody should have brought a lawsuit and said, throw this idiot off the ballot. And if Trump tries to run again, throw him off the ballot. But you know what courts have been saying, Jerry, which is sad. They'll go, well, let's see how this works out. And he may lose anyway. What if he wins? You're going to throw an elected guy off the ballot? It's a lot harder. In this particular case, it says he can't even hold the office. He can't hold the office. So I think Jerry of South Milwaukee is right on the money. And that issue should be raised. And it should be raised in more venues than Matt Flynn Direct. Jerry, thanks a lot for calling in. Really appreciate it. Very, very good comments. There's some polls. I want to throw these out, and they are very disturbing. They'll show you what where we are. One is by NPR, National Public Radio. 64% of adults in the United States say they believe that American democracy is at risk for failing. 64%. Only 19% disagree with that. That means by more than 3-1, Americans are worried about our democracy failing. Worse, 66% of Republicans say they believe that fraud helped Biden win. 62/3. Simply because loudmouths like Voss and Gableman, Bigfoot, and Voss, Dr. Frankenstein, who created the monster Bigfoot. The Republican Party is seeping poison into our democracy. Here's another poll. Washington Post, University of Maryland poll. 34% of voters think that violence against the government is at times justified. 1/3 of the country. 40% Republicans, 41% independents, only 23% Democrats. That's why when Trump said fight like hell, 40% of the Republican Party said right on. In other words, we'll do anything to get back into power. The Washington Post, University of Maryland poll asked people, and this is more than 1,000 people responding. This is a legitimate poll. Is Trump to blame from January 6th? 60% of all answerers of Americans say he has a great deal or a good amount of responsibility for January 6th. That's why Garland, among other things, should start a grand jury, not just a January 6th commission to investigate that, as well as the extortion of Brad Raffensperger. But 72% of Republicans and 83% of Trump voters said that Trump has no responsibility or just some. I mean, that's 3/4 of Republicans almost don't blame Trump. And 2/3 of them think that Biden got in by fraud. So here's what you have. Here's what you have. That is the state in the polling. Obviously, it's not. It's a snapshot in time. Snapshot in time. Going back to the lines, Wisco Paul, my friend, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good morning, Matt. It's great you guys are back in the Milwaukee area on 5:40 a.m. That's totally awesome. Yeah, I want to just bring up a quick thing. What about Robin Voss? We have all these great poll workers that work elections. They, meaning the GOP, they're the ones that set up the voting system that's going on in this state. Now, they set it up. And now they're attacking basically three counties, Dane, Milwaukee, and Brown County, and that's it. Everything else is cool. But they're attached to the hip with Trump here, Voss and Gableman. This is their gig. We don't have democracy in this state if they get their way. The Republicans will decide every election. I just wanted to bring that up. Robin Voss is not held to any accountability. And he's like a shadow governor. It's just ridiculous. I just get beside myself because the state was probably one of the best run states in the union at one time. And Robin Voss and his cohorts have screwed it all up. It's just terrible what they're doing. I'm just sick to death of it. And I'm getting off. I'm glad you're back in Milwaukee. I just get very frustrated with what Voss is doing. Thanks.
Yeah, Paul, you're making some very good points. Thank you. Yeah, let me give you a little background on history on that. This goes back to the lame duck legislation. In the minute that Scott Walker lost, the Republican gerrymandered, illegitimate, corrupt Republican majority ran through lame duck. And lame duck, let me boil it down for you, says that in a lot of things, it doesn't matter that Walker lost, Voss is the governor. And the attorney general, it said it doesn't matter that Josh Call beat the Republican, Schimmel, Voss and the Republicans have to control the AG's office to some extent. That's what it said. It really all goes back to Scott Walker. His election in 2010 was a disaster. They gerrymandered the legislature. They gerrymandered it. And that gerrymander is going to go for another 10 years. And a big part of the problem is the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You can't gerrymander that statewide election. There are 4 Republicans and 3 Democrats. And while Brad, one of the Republicans has done a very, very good job, Brian Hagedorn, in terms of, he certified Biden. He was one of the only Republican, and that saved the day there. But by and large, what they are doing is ratifying these gerrymandered districts and this corruption in our politics. That's what they're doing. There's no nicer way to say it. And the only way to get them out is to vote them out. It has to start by beating Ron Johnson. And it has to also start by making sure that Evers gets elected and Rebecca Clayfish doesn't get in. But we're fighting a holding action. Thanks for calling. We're going to the break. Lines are still open. Do not hang up. There are other people in the lines. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.